ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God.
Hello and thank you for joining me today. It is Women's History Month and I am looking at the history of the women of Kuvo. And joining me today is Deborah Walker. She is the hostess of the Gospel Train. So thank you so much for being here today, Deborah.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know we were talking just a little bit about, you know, you lived out of state for a few years, you came back home, Denver's your home. But I'm kind of curious, too, because you've been here for a while at Kuvo. So I'd like to know, how did you get into radio just even to begin with?
I came back to Denver in 1996 and returning to Denver, I think the Lord had placed on my heart to do something. You know, I didn't know where. I had come out of the music industry, Bellmark Records, film, 20th Century Fox, and I was working heavily in the entertainment industry in California. But coming back to Denver, it was like, how am I going to plant my seed? How am I going to bring that experience back home to really be able to bless other people? And an opportunity came with KLDC because they were starting a gospel radio station. And I was blessed with being the first gospel announcer on that station. And KLDC was really, really a great opportunity to work out all the little nicks and really find myself and find the music that I wanted and, you know, my whole flow, you know, what lane was I going to be in. And from there, I went to KDKO, and from KDKO, I did my own little independent ministry, the Continuous Evangelistic Crusade, CC Gospel Music Ministry, and I aired that as a syndicated program for a couple of years. And I've always, I had a meeting with Flo when I first got here because I always wanted to be with KUVO. And it was really, really an opportunity. So I supported the station and kept having conversations with her. And then finally, I had a conversation with Victor Cooper. And Victor was the one that really asked me to come aboard and really to bring the gospel ministry here at Kuvo. So the gospel train to me was a vision. You know, I mean, I could see just taking the gospel train from Denver coming into your home all around the world, you know, just really inspiring people for a great ministry that will really inspire them and motivate them to do some great things, you know. What I did was I came on and kind of brought my ministry in the combination of under that title of the gospel train and made it what it is today.
Who are some artists that you like to play or, you know, that are kind of a few of your favorites?
Well, I go from way back traditional to contemporary. So I'll do the Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs, you know. I'll go to Mahalia Jackson, you know. I'll go to Reverend James Cleveland. But then I'll also do Yolanda Adams, Donnie McKirkland, some of the Winans, Kirk Franklin, you know. I just kind of go the whole gamut because I know the listening audience, it varies, you know, from young to old to middle to, and I just want to be able to reach and touch each and every person. So I'm just hoping one day that not only will I have an hour, but I'll have 2 hours or 3 hours or, you know, whatever God will bless me with.
Nice little expansion work there.
Yes.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling.
How did you get into entertainment, period? Like, was it just you decided you wanted to go to California and see, or was there, did you start here and then go out to California and expand on that, or how did that happen?
Well, I was born and raised here in Denver, graduated from East High School, and even in high school, We had a little singing group, and I was always entertainment-wise. I always wanted to be in the industry. So I left here. I got a music scholarship to Chicago Conservatory. I went there, and I just continued to expand on my desire to work in the music industry, you know, trying to find my place. And from Chicago, I went to California, where I started with KABC, KLOS Radio. So that's where my radio experience came. You know, even when I was in Chicago, I did WDHF radio. I also did advertising. So I was really trying to find my niche. And then from in California, I was able to get my first contract with 20th Century Fox. So that took me into the film. They sent me to school, UCLA, for film and television production. So then I started trying to find my way of really where I was. And I loved being in the studio. I loved recording. I loved producing. You know, I loved creating. I worked 5 years with 20th Century Fox. And then I came back home for a year and went back to California because I had a great opportunity with Dr. Al Bell at Bellmark Life Records. And that's where we started at Motown. And God kind of directed me and guided me and gave me great opportunities and opened that door. And when he opened that door, I just went through it, you know, just to get the experience. So it was people like Berry Gordy, like Dr. Al Bell, like Brother James Bullard, who was at MCG Records. They were my mentors who gave me the opportunity because they were music executives that gave me the opportunity to learn, to grow. You know, they paid for all of my mistakes, as they say, you know. And I think with that, one lesson that I learned and one thing that they had always told me that whatever they have done for me, then be able to give that to others. And that was the experience that I wanted to bring back here to help others to really grow and see that your dreams can come true. You know, you can have whatever it is that God has deep in your heart. You just have to go after it, and you have to believe in yourself.
I like that because I feel like as women, we have a lot of the self-talk that can just beat ourselves down. And so just to have that belief in ourselves, know that God can push us. So it is Women's History Month. Any words of wisdom that you can impart to some women, young women, you know, women who want to maybe pursue a dream or a passion, anything like that?
Mostly what I can say as far as your dream and your passion is never give up on yourself. You know, no matter what you're going through, you know, relationships, family, whatever, God has always put that little instinct within us, that desire to be something, someone, or whoever you are, and He wants you to pursue that. You know, you just have to, you know, take that battle within your head and go with the goodness. Because whatever that little good little birdie is talking, that's the one, that's the quiet one, you know, that speaks really softly. And you go with that voice and just really pursue it. And believe me, no matter what challenges you might face, God is always faithful and He's always good. And you will always accomplish those dreams. You just have to just go for it and believe in yourself.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I appreciate your time, and thanks for talking to us during Women's History Month.
Thank you so much for having me. This has really, really, truly been a great, great experience.
Yes, I'm blessed.